The Xylans were a proud species, and one of the oldest on the Council of the Galactic Alliance. As such, and being the largest of the known species, with their smallest adult at 3.2 meters tall, they thought themselves above all other races in the known galaxy. So much so that they rarely attended the weekly meetings of the Council for what they considered mundane issues brought before them for the Council to address. A typical Xylan's appearance was more diverse than one might expect. Though holding to their humanoid appearance in shape and structure, their skin displayed a vast array of hues along the known color spectrum. Their color ranged from a white so iridescently brilliant that it threatened to blind anyone attempting to look directly at them, to a darkness so enshrouded in shadow you had to look away for fear of being sucked into the void with all light around you. Their eyes were uniform in color, slightly larger than a human's, and contrasted with their skin so vividly as to disturb even the sturdiest of races who dared to look at them. Yet the most unsettling aspect arose from the four small pinpricks of white in a quadrilateral shape within each eye. The quadrilateral pinpoints were symmetrical and perfectly mirrored between their eyes, the only evidence of the direction of their gazes. They had no hair to speak of, with only wispy, bony protrusions sweeping back from their proportionately sized skulls to give the appearance of a constant wind in their faces. This singularity of their anatomy added to their fierceness in close combat, preventing anyone from attempting a rear chokehold. Anyone attempting such foolishness would get a face full of razor-sharp bone for their folly. Their spines were slightly ridged and ended at the top of what could only be described as one solid, smooth butt cheek from hip to hip. Their backsides had no split in the flesh, no waist extrusion point, yet were still bulbous and fleshy when not obscured by their natural chitinous covering, similar to tight clothing. A smooth tail, slightly longer than their legs and as thick as their wrists, protruded from the endpoint of their spines with four lines equidistant apart that converged at a sharpened endpoint. The lines on their tails were not there for simple aesthetics, however. When threatened, the Xylans could extract thin, bone-like protrusions along their tails to act as a serrated chain-like whip during combat. Their faces, while more human-like in structure, had nominal differences. For instance, their noses were flatter along the ridge, maintaining a uniform width from top to bottom. On each symmetrical corner, there were small egg-shaped holes, creating a total of four nostrils, two on the upper ridge and two on the lower. Their mouths were almost exactly like humans, except their teeth being more iridescent in color, and all more incisor-like instead of molars. Essentially, the lower portion of their jaws below the nose was entirely human, except for the unique characteristics of their teeth. Their torsos, from neck to thighs, were entirely human in shape and structure, nipples, navel, and all, except for the pronounced absence of hair anywhere on their bodies. Their arms, all four of them, two on each side, were mostly humanoid as well, with three finger-like digits and a thumb, along with sharp retractable claws in place of fingernails. Their legs were humanoid from the hip to calf and had digitigrade ankles ending in large reptile-like feet, with three large forward toes and one thick rear-facing pointed claw. Rather than the need for clothes, the Xylans covered themselves in what appeared to be a biological chitin. This chitin served not only to protect the vital parts of the body, but preserve modesty, as well as offering decoration for individuality, much the same as a human would acquire or wear distinctive clothing. The chitin could also be removed and regrown at will, similar to a human regrowing a fingernail, though much faster. Meaning that if said Xylan wanted to remove a piece of chitin, say to expel bodily fluids, the chitin covering that part of the body would simply fall off. The Xylan would discard the fallen chitin as if it were an item of refuse, then regrow new chitin to cover the area as fast as a human would apply covering to reclothe. Their diet was more carrion-like, since they produced no solid waste, and they could eat just about anything consumable to stay alive. That is partially why their race is so feared in battle.